child. Touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Now, 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 now.
And now it is time to return to the Bruce Salin Show with Dad's Point of View. I don't normally repeat songs, but I just discovered that Elvis Presley song, and I just love it, and so I have to listen to it over and over again. Not that I'm the least bit compulsive. You can email questions to me at bruce@brucesalin.com. That's Bruce and Salin, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in star. You can also tweet me at Bruce Salin. This segment of the Bruce Salin Show, The Men's Room with Wayne Levine, is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, the group I trust and use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. We do have Wayne Levine back with us, back from his recent retreat, which was right here in Santa Barbara area last weekend. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men to be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Wayne, welcome back.
Good to be back. I retreated, and I have returned.
Well, would you like to share whatever you got, gave, or learned from this retreat with our audience?
Well, what I can say is that we had about 30 of us. Men came in from all across the country in Canada, for their own specific reasons, to be better men, happier, better husbands and fathers. And they brought a lot of heart and a lot of courage, and we pushed them, we had fun, and I think they all left altered and hopefully clearer about what they needed to do when they got back home to be that better man.
That may have meant how they were in the workplace, how they were with their spouse, how they were as a parent or a child. In fact, as you told me on the drive up here, there was a father-son there. You want to share a little bit about what that was like without, of course, revealing identities?
Well, there were two sets. There was a father and son, and there was a father with two stepsons.
Hmm.
And what happened between those guys, you know, proved to be some of the most powerful moments of the weekend. You know, for some men, their fathers are not around. They've died. But they still need to do father work. With these men, they were able to do that work right with their fathers and sons in the room. And so it always proves to be really powerful.
What is your age limit or minimum age for a son?
Well, we've had as young as 19, but, you know, young men who come to the weekend need to be particularly mature. So I think for the most part, 19-year-olds are usually not ready to look at themselves the way we ask them to.
Hmm.
But on this last weekend, ages ranged from 24 to 74.
The reason I was asking was completely selfish. I just can't wait to come to a weekend with my son, Arnie, who you, of course, know very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be 17 next month, so I guess I'm going to have to wait a couple, three more years.
Well, my son's 19, and he's not quite ready yet.
Yes, but your son's far less mature than my son.
Far less. Well, it's about the fathering he received.
Obviously. On a quick note, I want to congratulate my son on reuniting with his girlfriend in a truly romantic way. She brought to school 2 days ago a little tiny box that said, "I love you." And in the box was a ring, the ring that he had given her back when they broke up. And at the bottom of the box, it said, "Let's get back together again." And sweet story, they were over last night, and I'm happy for them, and I hope it works out for them, as I hope it works out for all couples. Our topic today is My Word is My Bond, and I know that's a value that you promote big time in men's work, in our groups, and more, so I'd love your initial thoughts on the topic.
Well, it's really the basis for all the work. The basis is really trust. And all we have is our word. And you know, we can say a lot of things, but we learn to trust each other when we realize that we are going to honor our word. And when that starts happening between men, then they can start asking for help more because they trust what's happening on the other side of the relationship. So trust is very important. In fact, when in our circle, when there are problems between men, we have a process that we call clearing. And essentially, it's bringing whatever issue you have to a man in the context of, I don't trust you, and what I don't trust about you is this, and what I need to trust you is this, can you do it? In a nutshell, is what this clearing process is about. So trust and honor are really the fundamental precepts in our work.
The value of that, as I know from having been part of the work that you do, is that you don't carry some lingering ill feelings towards someone, or a list, as you like to call it,
right.
And then it explodes over maybe something really small, when in fact it began a long time ago with a situation in which a trust was violated or broken. And I think that applies as much to couples and friends as it does just between men. I know that's what you bring to the men's work, but we all find with our spouses, when we hang on to stuff too long, it percolates, is the way to say it.
Yeah, that's right. But you don't want to go through this clearing process with your wife. It wouldn't work the way it's designed to work with the men.
Explain why.
Well, one of the issues is that a lot of times when we're in a relationship and we feel that trust has been violated, it may not have been violated. It may be our little boy showing up. And the reason that the men gather is to bring those issues to the men, bounce them off of the men, and see really what's going on. What's happened? How do I feel about it? What's my part in it? And oftentimes, the issues that you might have had at home that seemed large and needed to be dealt with right away were not large, and they were mostly you. And when you meet with the men and talk through them, a lot of these issues go away. So it's important to be able to have that perspective on issues at home.
And I think what you're saying that I would like to reemphasize is, yes, it's good to bring whatever's on your mind to your partner, but sometimes you need time to reflect on it and time to really bounce it off, in the case of husbands or men, other men, to get that perspective that you might not have because you've maybe carried your own list of things on your wife.
Well, that and really the issues that you carry on your mother that you bring to your wife. So, you know, in those moments when things look terrible or tense or there's a crisis, oftentimes the crisis really isn't now. The crisis is in your memory and you're bringing it now. And that's what help is all about.
That's really interesting. That's very interesting. And you and I have talked about our mothers. And my wife has lately been saying, you are turning more and more into your mother. And she doesn't mean it as a compliment, unfortunately, even though I have great regards for my late mom. But my wife only saw my mother in her declining years when she was very self-centered and a bit cranky, to say the least, as she had every right to be in those painful last couple years.
So your wife is calling you old and cranky?
Yeah. I think so. I don't think the old is that big a deal, but she does feel that I have a tendency to be self-centered somewhat. I don't know where she could possibly get such a foolish idea from. It is all about me, so what should the problem be?
Exactly, Bruce. Exactly.
Okay, so you're not going to even take that and run with it. You're just going to let the air fall out of the airwaves, so to speak.
Sometimes it's best just to ignore something.
Or to let someone, you know, kill themselves on their own sword, right?
Yeah, let me give you a little more rope.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, when we come back, I'd actually like us to focus a little bit more on this topic. We have a little less than a minute left in this segment, as it relates to what we can teach our children.
Yeah.
And what we need to teach our boys, and girls for that matter. So over the break, I'd appreciate it if you'd give some thought to that. I know you have a ton to say on that. I want to thank again North Pier Fiduciary Management for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. It is time for a break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen. And we'll be back with Wayne for another segment of the Men's Room after these words from our sponsors.